The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour out speech. Night after night, they communicate knowledge. There is no speech and there are no words, yet their voice is not heard, but their message goes out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the inhabited world. That was one of the verses I puzzled over. I'm going to tell you another verse I puzzled over. Colossians, what Teresa read, 1. Paul says, "This gospel has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become a minister of it." I read that and I thought, what does Paul mean there? That he and other evangelists like him have gone out and preached the gospel to every living creature under the heavens and throughout all the earth? Well, of course not. And then I related that. I wrote in the margin of my Bible, Psalm 19. And I started, the Holy Spirit started working. Let me tell you something about my own faith journey. One of the things that really helped my faith tremendously was my knowledge of physiology. Physiology was really an attractive subject to me. Physiology is the study of how our bodies work. The systems, the organs, the intricacies and the communication and things that happen that are inexplicable in our bodies. And I have a smattering of knowledge about physics. Smattering. Yeah, this is going to explain Colossians today. I'm going to explain Colossians today, and I hope in the Holy Spirit guidance in a way you'll never forget what Paul's talking about here. You know, in the 1950s, I've got to give you background first. In the 1950s, there was a German physicist named Schumann. And Schumann came up with a theory that, remember Psalm 19? Schumann came up with a theory that the earth and the heavens gave off a resonance. Gave off, you know what a resonance is? A resonance is a vibration. And he postulated that he thought that that hill out there and those trees out there vibrated and gave off a resonance, and they called it Schumann's resonance. So he attempted to measure it, and he did measure it, and it was 7.83 hertz. That's Schumann's resonance. Now, that is below what we can hear. Our ears can only pick up at the highest, or lowest, I should say. We can only pick up about 20 hertz. That's why, you know, like a dog or an animal, they can hear much lower than we can on that scale, on the resonance scale. That's why an animal can detect a storm coming miles away before we have any clue of that, because they hear what is called infrasound. They feel the vibrations coming off of the thunder miles away before our ears can pick it up. So Schumann's resonance is at 7.8 hertz. We cannot hear that. And what that is a constant. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to listen to it right now. You want to hear Schumann's resonance? Here's what we can do with that. I want you to close your eyes so you get the full impact of this. And you're going to hear Schumann's resonance. So everybody, please close your eyes. Just relax. Okay? That's Schumann's resonance. Well, I thought you said we couldn't hear it, Tim. Well, here's what they've done. Here's what we can do with Schumann's resonance. For instance, I know nothing about piano, but I would guess this. There are different notes on the piano, but they're all like, there's a C. And there's a C in different octaves. So Schumann's resonance, we can't hear at 7.83 hertz. But here, they've octavized it. Okay, for instance, here is C. Here it is too. Got it? Now, what we've done with What you can do with Schumann's resonance, you can take the 7.83 hertz and they've rounded it up to about 8. And then any multiple of 8 above that is the same thing. See what I just did there on the piano. There's a low, I could go, if that scale went low enough, you could go down to a C that you couldn't hear. But it's the same note at a different octave. It's called octavation. So what you just heard, and that was pleasant. That's pleasant, isn't it? That's an octavation of Schumann's resonance. That's taking the 8 hertz that we can't hear, that the earth gives off, and it is multiplying it. That is 32 hertz, what you just heard. So that's 4 times 8. You can go up to 64, you can go up to 128. And you just make multiples of 8, and you have Schumann's resonance. Now, this is important. This, the way that God has worked in our lives and in this universe is fascinating. So they've graphed this. They can take a graph and they can measure Schumann's resonance at 7.83 hertz. You know what's amazing? What we found out when we started to do EEGs, you know what an EEG is? They put electrodes on your head and they measure the electromagnetic waves of your brain called the alpha waves. And when they measured the alpha waves and they graphed it, it has a particular appearance on a piece of paper, like a polygraph. You've all seen that. Like a polygraph prints things. They took Schumann's resonance and grafted it. Watch this. They're identical. The vibration that is coming off of the mountains, the seas, the trees, the heavens, at 7.83 hertz graft is exactly what our brains give off when it's graphed, the electromagnetic activity of our brains. Why is this important? And how does it relate to you practically, and how does it relate to Scripture? Beautifully. 7.83 hertz, Schumann's resonance, feeds our brains, bathes our brains in a pleasant vibratory medicine that keeps us thinking correctly, keeps us, our moods elevated, keeps our thoughts organized and our behavior organized. They did so God has had a system in place, like the psalmist says here, that continually bathes his people and his universe in a healing resonance, something that makes us feel normal and human. You can take a color graph of a person, like if I put a person in his chair here, and you can show the vibrations that are coming into their head, okay, the Schumann resonance. They can graph that with colors now. I saw this. It's called PIP graphing. And you can see the picture of the person, and above their head is this really beautiful rainbowic kind of colors, each representing the resonance coming off of the earth. Took the same person, handed him a cell phone, did the graph again, and over this person's head, this was fascinating to me, over the person's head is this huge black cloud. I saw it. Blocking the resonance of the earth coming into their heads. Because that cell phone gives off an electromagnetic pulse, just like the earth does. Only it is not what God intended. You can do the same thing with a television. You can do the same thing with a microwave. You can do the same thing with any electromagnetic device. Cell phones are the worst. Smartphones are bad. Computers are bad. All of those things. Video games. Oh, you should see the graph of the video game of a kid sitting in front of there playing a video game, and then they did that, and the black, it's really kind of frightening, black cloud that surrounds them. What happens when you are not exposed to the God-given message of the skies and the hills and the trees? This is so fascinating to me. An inherent system in the universe that keeps us normal, thinking right, feeling right, happy, moods elevated. If you block that, video games, cell phones, computers, television, if you block or interfere with that coming into your head, you're also getting a resonance. You're not getting Schumann's resonance, which is healing. You're getting a resonance that actually and literally can drive you crazy. Because, watch this. Talk about image bearing, how God works. If I had another tuning fork set over here, okay, and I would do this, tap that, the other tuning fork over here, exposed to this resonance, will start to vibrate on its own at the same exact frequency that I just tapped this tuning fork. How does this relate to behavior, and how does this relate to spirituality, and how does it relate to your practical life and how you're feeling, and anxiety and depression and mood changes and worry and fear and behavioral problems? And they're even relating this to the autistic spectrum. That, in fact, they've treated patients. They've taken patients with these kind of conditions, behavioral conditions and depressive symptoms, and they've exposed them to tuning fork therapy. They put them into a room, and they actually have exposed them to Schumann's resonance. And they found out amazing. Their symptoms start to go away. Their thinking starts to get better. Their behavior changes. Because what happens to a person when you expose, you know, we had a battle in our house, I'll tell you, over video games with the kids. I mean, we you know that it got kind of contentious with the boys because it was just then coming on. Video games were just coming on. And up to that point, my kids would play outside all the time. What happens when you're outside? What are you exposed to? That's right, Schumann's resonance. I was down in the woods sitting by the creek Friday and Saturday, and I was just allowing, you ever do that? We know all of man's misery is derived from not being able to sit out in the wilderness or in quiet for 15 minutes. Who said that? Well, I just did. And so I go out in the woods, and I expose myself to Schumann's resonance. Does that not calm you down? Conversely, how do you feel after you're sitting in front of the television all day? How do you feel? Good? Productive? Yeah, that's it. What'd you say, Fred?
Tense.
Did you ever wonder why? How do your kids act after they've been playing video games? You ever wonder why? You're blocking. Those devices are putting off a pathological resonance into our heads that our brains pick up, and just like the two tuning forks, our brains then and the brain waves start to emulate and vibrate at the same frequency of that device that you're getting exposed to. Did you hear that? You know, I'm not a fan of television. You know, I'll tell you why I'm not a fan of television. Sometimes, very rarely, but if I would get ill, you know, and there's nothing to do, you don't even feel like reading sometimes, I would just sit there and I'd watch TV, and oh my gosh, how do I feel at the end of that? And I said, boy, that is energy draining. And then I realized after studying this, that's why. That's why those things are damaging to me, to you, and to children. Because those electromagnetic devices actually block the Schumann resonances that God has instituted and put into this world so that we think and feel and act differently and better. You want your kids to act better? Turn off the video games. I'm telling you. It is physiologically sound. It is sound according to physics. Your brain starts to recreate the vibrations that are coming into it, tries to recreate it. The more you get away from Schumann's resonances, which we're going to call God's resonance, the farther you get away from that, the more you're hooked up to one of those four things, the less, watch this, the less attractive the natural resonance of the universe is to you. It starts to become foreign to you. Paul says this in Romans, the first chapter. He says this, he doesn't know about Schumann's resonance, but here's what he says. He says, here's what happened to society. He said, men and women started worshiping the creature instead of the creator, and when they did that, the creator started to become an anathema to them, started to become foreign to them, started to become something they didn't recognize, started to become something they didn't want. Tesla picked this up, and you've all had them, MRIs. Tesla picked up this, and he said, well, if that's true, and if everything puts off a vibration, and if our healthy cells put off a vibration, then we should be able to use this diagnostically. So they did an electromagnetic field, and that's called an MRI machine, and they put a person in there, and they found out that our cells and our organs and our tissues, you ever wonder how an MRI works? They spin. They subjected them to an electromagnetic force, and all of the cells then start to spin and send off a vibration, okay? So they can look at a heart, for instance, or a liver, and they know that the cells in those organs spin at that resonance, know that they give off this kind of vibration. Well, an MRI will pick up that there's a different frequency of vibration coming from that organ beyond, watch this, a resonance beyond the appearance of the organ. Used to be in the old days when I started practice. Actually, there were better diagnosticians in the old days. You know, we didn't have MRI when I started. We had to actually diagnose. Physicians don't really diagnose anymore. It's all machines, and it's all the engineering feats that have come forward. You know, they stick you in a tube, or they do this or that. That's how people are diagnosed now. In the old days, we didn't. We flew by the seat of our pants, man. I mean, we had to go by signs and symptoms, and we had to go by what we learned in school. And I was a very good diagnostician in those days. And I consider myself pretty good about that. But what I found myself doing is starting to rely on machines too much, you know? So they put a person into an MRI machine. The heart starts giving off a resonance beyond the surface appearance. So they know something's hidden there. There's something else that's giving a different frequency out of that heart that should come out of there. That's Schumann's resonance. Something beyond the surface. A resonance beyond the surface. I've told this story before, and here's where we get to Colossians. First, before I do that, has this influenced any of you to turn off the TV? Has it influenced any of you to do less of this with a cell phone? You know, my kids, I said, I wish Tommy were here today. I mean, Tommy and his smartphone are inseparable. And I say to him, you know, that is really damaging to you because you hold that thing here and you're, you know, doing this kind of business. You're trying to talk to somebody. Oh, boy, you want to get my patients come in, you know, and they, just a minute, you know, their thing buzzes. You know, just a minute, I'm going to check. Oh, goodbye, Columbus. I mean, I leave the room. You know what I mean? I mean, you've had clerks do that to you? You know, I was up at Home Depot and I was trying to, get some plywood, heavy. And here's this 20-something clerk standing there, 6 feet away from me, checking his messages while I'm struggling with these 4x8 sheets of plywood. I mean, really? So, has this influenced you at all? If you know the physiology behind it, if you know the physics behind it, in other words, the vibrations that you expose your brain to, this is physics, this isn't fairy tale. The vibrations that you expose your brains to, your children's brains to, has a direct relationship to how they feel and how they act and how they behave. Experiment with it. Go out and listen to Schumann's resonance. Have nothing but white sound. We can recreate this with music. There are certain music that recreates these resonances, and there is also certain music that creates, well, you've heard some of this. You know, we're puzzling. I hear these supposed experts puzzling over why kids are behaving the way they are. Why is there so much violence in school? What is going on? And all the while, those kids are exposed to the vilest music, vibrations, the vilest video games, vibrations, all of those are sending waves into their brains, and their brains respond by what? That's right, matching it. It's called neuroplasticity. Our brains will try to, oh, this must be normal. Here, this is coming in all the time. Then the alpha waves say, hey, we're wrong here. We're going 7.83 hertz. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be doing what's coming in here. And the brain starts to vibrate at the same frequency of the thing that you are exposing yourself to over and over and over. I'm always amazed at the power of this book right here. This book. I have that sitting on my desk in my office, and I have it open. This book, God's words, give off a resonance. Their words are not heard, Paul, the psalmist says, but their message is heard and sent out to all the ends of the earth. If I expose myself to the resonance here or the resonance there, I find a happy side effect. I find I start to feel better. I start to want more of this because it's sending something into my head that my head recognizes as intensely human and normal, and it draws more out of it. It wants to find it. Keith, what Teresa read. Do you think that's just airy-fairy? Keith rides his bike by here. Years before, I even knew him. And he said last week, he said, you know, it seemed familiar to me. There was something that seemed familiar. Down in our woods at Black Locust Farm, I've told you the story before, there's a full foundation down there of cut sandstone. For the first years that we lived there, and we was completely buried. For the first few years that we lived there, I would walk by that area and I would just see one stone above exposed. But there was something, you know, I walked by it dozens of times. But you know, there was some resonance beyond the surface appearance when I would walk by that. There was just something, although all I saw was the one stone, there was some kind of a draw. It drew me in with the help of my good friend Jack. We started to dig and pull weeds away and dirt away, and Gerald came out and helped me with his backhoe, and we completely exposed, and here we have a complete foundation, hidden, hidden. Remember what an MRI does? An MRI picks up the resonance of something hidden from appearance, but there's an energy coming off of that that the machine picks up. It is my theological belief that God has given us, you talk about the wonder of our Savior and our Lord, God has given us an inherent receiver, aka the Holy Spirit, that seeks the resonance that comes from his word, from Bible study, from prayer, from meditation, from silence, from nature, that tunes our lives, bathes our brains in the kind of thing that keeps us healthy. They've taken this to the nth degree, the physicists that have studied this, and they say this. They say this. You know, the more I know about physiology, if we were exposed to nothing but Schumann's resonance, we would never get sick. We would, what would another word for that be? We would be, you'll never see death. You'll never taste death. Do you see this? What has happened with the fall? A different resonance came into the universe. A pathological resonance started to bombard mankind. What does Paul mean? What does Paul mean in Colossians when he says, this gospel has been now proclaimed to every creature and all of creation under heaven? April 8th, 30 AD, sunrise. When that stone rolled away, a new resonance. Flooded the earth. And all of creation picks it up, feels it, hears it. There's a new age. There's a new way to live. There's a different way to be human. And it has been calling. Paul says it's been preached. How could it be? It's been calling to all of creation, all of mankind ever since. So the foundation, although I walked by it dozens of times, yet, and I'm going to tell you, you might be walking by this dozens of times, yet there was something that drew me into a recognition. There's something deeper. There's something here. There's something hidden. Okay, Tim, enough with the physics, enough with the physiology. Fair enough in a sense. But I'm going to say this to that. Unless you know and have a firm handle on these kind of things, I think our faith can be a little thin. Speaking for myself, because it was. So what does this mean to you? How does this mean practicality for you? I think I just gave you some good practical things. You got children? Turn off the video games. You're putting pathological waves that their brains will match. Paul says, Timothy and I, when he talks to the church of Colossae, he says, Timothy and I noticed something about you. We heard something about you. And then he says, since the day that you heard the message and the resonance coming off that message drew you into a recognition of what this message of truth actually reveals about God's grace. The resonance coming off of this book, oh yeah, I believe that this book is putting off a resonance right now. Absolutely, I do. I've seen it. I've seen people recoil from this. Have you? You wonder why we're not allowed to display us in public places? Why aren't the Ten Commandments allowed up? Why? Resonance. The power of these words coming off the page, combined with the human voice. You hear it, you hear a surface message, but you know, yet you know and you feel a resonance of a deeper meaning. We think we know, but the Church of Colossae got a deeper message about the grace of God that is just mind-boggling and wonderful, which we will not get into today. I will talk about next week what it actually means to us. They felt a resonance beyond the surface meaning. And I think of Jacob. Remember he was wrestling with the angel? No, that's someone else. Never mind. Jacob, when he had his dream, and he woke up, and what did he say? See, here's what we need to get. He says, God was here all along, and I didn't recognize it, didn't know it. And the church at Colossae, something happened to them that they never intended. Something happened they never intended. See how this sounds to you. Faith and love came into and changed their lives. They didn't intend it. We heard Dallas Willard this morning say, you don't do this to seek to change behavior. The change brings a behavioral change that you may have never intended. The Church of Colossae never intended this. All they did was respond to the resonance of the words that they heard, and it drew them into recognizing the realization of what God's grace really means to them. If you could get a hold of what God's grace is, what did Paul call it? He called it the hope reserved for them in heaven. And they got it. And non-intentional, some side effect that happened to them, they found that their lives were changed. Faith and love came in and changed them and changed their surroundings to the point where Paul and Timothy heard about it. Now, I'm going to ask you something. I wonder this. This is important. I wonder if you, Paul says, since the day. There was a turning point for them. There was a time and a day when hearing grew into recognition. Hearing's here, recognizing's here. And in between is the resonance coming off of those words, trying to pull us into the recognition. Paul says there was a particular day where that changed for them. I'm wondering this, the Holy Spirit's wondering this. Do you remember in your own life, do you remember the day that this stopped being myth, fable, and legend? Do you remember the day that which you may have walked by dozens of times, like me walking by the foundation, you walked by this dozens of times, do you remember when it stopped being something that had little or no impact on your life? Because what the Church of Colossae teaches, Paul teaches us, if you recognize, if you give in to the resonance and you recognize, you must change your behavior, your conduct. It must happen. That which you've walked by dozens of times with little or no impact on your life or conduct, do you remember the day that stopped? Maybe it hasn't stopped. What are you exposing yourself to? What resonance are you living with? Do you remember the day when the resonance of this drew you into recognition of the realization of what this really reveals about God's grace and how it will impact you? Because the Colossians realized day to day, here and now, their behavior changed. Here and now, day to day. You know, I'm thinking of Paul. He writes in Corinthians 15. He says, if our faith is only for hope in this life only, then we're to be pitied above all men. You know, I want to turn that verse around. Is your faith about going to heaven when you die? Does your faith impact how you feel, how you think, your mood? Because I would say to you, if your faith is all about waiting to go to heaven, then I would also echo Paul and say, then you're to be pitied above all men. Because what we have found, what you will find, what I'm going to invite you to think about. I'm passionate about this. Yeah, you know why I'm passionate about it? Because I experienced this. I can trace the day in my life when hearing evolved into recognition, recognition into realization of what God's grace actually means. And something I never intended came into my life. That's why I'm passionate about this. And then, here's what you'll find happen. Here's what you're going to find is going to happen to you. Stay plugged in just for 5 more minutes. Here's what you'll find. Day to day, here and now, worry, fear, anxiety, depression, the henchmen of death, his minions, will lose their death grip on you. Resonance. And instead, like Paul calls it here, the reason you act this way, instead, a new power will take over in your life. A new power. The hope reserved for you in heaven will take over day to day, here and now, and change how you feel, think, act, behave, mood, productivity, relationships. And now I understand why. I understand why. And you know also why. I know that in my case, that hope reserved for me in heaven is sending a resonance. Is this not great? Is sending a healing resonance from that future. It rushes forward to meet me in the present and changes how I think. Paul says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Because ever and always I knew, and you know too. You know too, whether you deny it or not, and you can deny it. This book gives a resonance beyond the surface meaning. Sometimes I run into people and they're Christians, say, and yet they say they never read Scripture. They never pray. And always all these years, I was like, why? How can that be? But now I understand. It's what you, if you expose yourself more to this, your brain will actually start to seek this. It's physiologically accurate. However, if your brain is exposed to, what are the four things? TV, computers, cell phones, video games, your brain will start to seek that, and this will not be attractive to you. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. In my opinion, there's a point beyond which you can't come back. And Paul says that too. There's a point that you can't come back. A new power will take over in your life. I guarantee it, scripturally sound. I guarantee it. Experiment. A hope reserved for you in heaven, day by day, here and now, will replace that death grip of those things that have you now. Let's pray. Lord and Master, we thank you for these words of encouragement. We pray your blessing on these, your people, Lord. Amen.
Stand with me if you can.
Tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glory of my God and King, the triumph of His King. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease, its music in the sinner's ear. And health and peace. He breaks the power, canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the flowers clean. His blood avails for me. mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is
thousand hills.